Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir Masachas Edius and Mishnayos in general. Here in Masachas Edius, Parag Beis, Mishnah Hey. Shlosha Devarim Amr Lifnei Rabbi Yishmael. There are three things said in front of Rabbi Yishmael. Lo Amr Behem Lo Isser Velo Hatter. And in response, he didn't respond whether they were Usser or Mutter. He had nothing definitive to rule about it. Or Perishin Rabbi Yishua Ben Masya. But then Rabbi Yishua Ben Masya came along and explained it. Seemingly, maybe Rabbi Yishmael said something that wasn't clear until that point. We'll see what the Mishnah says. Yeah, it seems to be that Rabbi Yishmael was Misupik, was in Safik, and then Rabbi Yishua Ben Masya came along and was able to clarify, I guess, that he had a Masorah that Rabbi Yishmael didn't, what the halacha was. But here are the cases. Hamefis Morsa B'Shabbos. That refers to one who pops open like a boil or a pimple, something that has pus inside of it. Imlas is la pet. If it's in order to make an opening into this large blister, he wants to have it open for some reason, chayv, that would be chayv. It's probably bona, it's opening an entryway, believe it or not, in one's skin. But if it is to remove the moisture, the pus or whatever it is inside it, putzer, then it's putzer. It sounds like either way, perhaps someone shouldn't do it from the Mishnah, because it just says chiyuv and putzer, it doesn't say mutter and usher. So just chiyuv and putzer, yeah, that's what the Mishnah sounds like anyway. Second case being one who hunts a snake on Shabbos. He traps a snake. If he's occupying himself in a way, meaning what his process is that the snake will not bite him, then putzer. But if he's doing it because he's going to use that snake later for some sort of refuah, then chayev. Third case, v'alafasin ironios. To translate this literally didn't seem so easy, but it refers to, as the Rav will explain, that they used to make a type of bowl. How they would do it is they would make a round bowl kind of earthenware, that's hollow on the inside, and then once it was finished processing, burning it in the kiln or whatever, it would be able to cut it in half and end up with two bowls. So shehein tohoros v'ol ames utmeos v'masas of the ruling of Rabbi Yishua Ben Masya was that these. In the state that they're in the ball, not cut in half yet. They're tahar ba'olam meis. That would sound like they're not considered a kli, but they are tamei b'masei hazav. Tamei b'masei hazav. If zav were to cause it to be lifted to carry it somehow, doesn't have to touch it, then they would be tamei. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok, or Eliezer ben Tzadok disagrees with that last one. Af b'masei hazav taharos. They're tahar all over, even with the carrying of zav. Because it hasn't been finished yet. If it's as we understood, they haven't been cut in half yet, so there's no clue yet. Seemingly that would be understandable, but have to understand why the first sheet is saying that like that. So let's see here the Rav. Upirshan Rabbi Yishmael, what is this? Amosai Chai Vemosai Pazit. Right, seems Rabbi Yishmael did not say a definitive answer which way, and came along Rabbi Yishmael and explained it. So Imlas is lo peh chai. If one breaks open a blister, whatever it be, if it's to make a peh, one is chai mishum bona. It's like building an entryway. But if it's to remove the liquid, then one is potter. That's called a malacha shein tzricha legufa. That refers to, in general, the concept is one is doing the malacha, is doing the action the way it would be in order to do this malacha on Shabbos, but he doesn't actually need that action of malacha. He just wants to get a certain result, but there's no way around it otherwise. The common case, I'll just explain this outside, is that a person digs a hole on Shabbos in the earth in order to have a pile of dirt. Now there is no malacha in the essential getting of a pile of dirt, and the digging of the hole he doesn't care about. If someone would bring to him a pile of dirt without a hole, he'd be happier even. So that's called malach shen tzricha legufa. Digging the hole is just a way to get that pile of dirt, but he doesn't care for the hole. So our case also we're defining as malach shen tzricha legufa. Continues the Rav, Shapesach Yamalacha, the opening that entry, opening opening into the blister is the Malacha. Vizuin Tzricha Lioslo Pesach Meachshav. He doesn't need that opening. The Ein Kan El Yisur Derabanan Mishum Tzara Lo Gozer. Yeah, he doesn't need the opening. He just wants to get the liquid out, right? And so over here is only Yisur Derabanan. And in the case of Tzara, they were not in Gozer. V'Hari Pater Umutter. So the Rav translates. As often happens in Mishnah referring to Shabbos, even though it says Pater, sometimes translated as Pater and Mutter. The Mashmos would generally be Pater means Pater Aval Aser. It can be translated that it's Mutter. In the case of Tsar, they were not Gozer. Imasasek Shalish Kanu Pater, the case of the snake, person trapped a snake. So if he was just preventing being bitten, he's Pater. The Anotzerich Lagufo Shel Dzavar Hanitzot, same thing. It's not Shalish Lagufo. He doesn't really need the snake, the thing that was hunted, that was trapped. If he knew somehow that snake would stand there and not bite him, he wouldn't have trapped it. Again, the Rabbanan were not gozer over here. Vahavipater u mutter. And again, it is mutter. Okay. Next case, lapasin uronius. So we described it already, but the Rav does the same thing. It says klei cheres stumin. These are closed up keli made out of earthenware. Asurin kamin kadurme, like a ball chalul miufnim, but hollow on the inside. So after they are fired up, bekivshan in the kiln in a furnace, choskim oso, you cut it the ansa, they cut it in the middle, who nasa shnei kelim, it comes out two kelim. So they're taharis ba'olameis, kol zman shelo chaschuchu, as long as they've not been cut in half, they are tahor. The kli cheres in mekabel tuma migabo, kli cheres will never get tuma from the outside, it's a klal we've spoken about. Elamei aviro, the kli cheres only gets tuma from the inner airspace of it. It says, "V'kol kli pasuach derech pisco mitama veina mitama migabo." This is exeriskusiv by the context of kli cheres of a pottery vessel that it only gets tame through its entrance, not from its outside. V'hai emlo avir. This has no entrance. It has no inner airspace that is accessible, so it's not going to become tame in an olamase. However, utmeos masa zav the tumos hesit. Yeah, the tuma of we spoke about this pressure or movement that a zav would do. She'im nis taltulu. Oh, nisnanu imasazav. If somehow they were moved or even shook by the carrying of azav somehow influenced that process. Tameim afal pishein lamav. They would tell me even though they don't have an inside, some special din according to the first sheet of the year that exists by azav. It seems. However, it comes along with Rosh Mitzvah and says something that would sound to us more logical, that in any event they're tahor minei shloding b'marlach, then they are not finished. Dechasicha shechoskan osan be'emtan zui gemar malachtan. The slice down the middle, that is how you finish it. Ben halachik ha'lozer, but halachik, however, is not like that. Ela livunan mekivshan hu gemar malachta. Actually, it's already considered finished once it's been lit up in that kivshan. Lukach mitamas masa zav afilu kodem shechalkan. Therefore, it does become tamei in the case of the zav, even before it's been divided. So it's a bit of a tarachin here. We're not elaborating. The Rav's not elaborating why the case of zav is different. That's a homework, I suppose. So says the next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Devarim Amar Rabbi Shmuel. The three things Rabbi Shmuel himself said. Vloho Delar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva did not admit to him. This Mishnah is only going to bring the first one. First one is Hashum Vabosir Vahamalilos. Yeah. This is one case, but I should clarify. It can be misleading. It was really one case about three items. Yeah. So even though it sounds like one case over here, it's really three. Hashum Vahabosir Vahamalilos Shariskam Vodiyom. Yeah. Garlic, boser is usually unripe grapes. Grapes have not been left on the vine long enough. Vahamalilos, malilos is stalks of grain that also have not ripened enough. Shiris b'meodiyom. So b'meodiyom, meaning before Shabbos or Yom Tov would come in, they've already beaten them up, ground them up, pulverized them. Shereb Yishmael, Omer Yishmael says, Yigmar b'shetesha, you can continue that malacha, seemingly, you can continue that process, even after it's gotten dark. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yigmar. Rabbi Akiva, however, says one should not continue. One should not finish the process. So what's going on over here? Says the Rav. First off, melilos. What are melilos? Shibolim shelo bashlu kol tzarkon. Those are stalks of grain that have not ripened entirely. V'to'anon ba'avanim. So what do? You put them, you load them up with stones, put stones on them. Mashkazav mehen v'to'a velbo. So you can get a liquid out of them. You won't be able to eat them the way normally grains would be eaten. You can get a liquid out of it by weighing something down upon them, and then you can dip bread or whatever it be in that liquid. So yigmor me'achas shariskan the kasusan erev Shabbos after they've been pulverized and smashed erev Shabbos yigmor v'yochal Shabbos. You could finish that up. You could let that. You can keep going with it and eat it on Shabbos. Below dami l'mashkim shezavo shevsurin shkizeir shema yizchot. It's not similar to a different case. Generally, we have liquids that have flown out of an item. Let's say an olive, right? You put a weight on an erev Shabbos and you'll have olive oil, at least olive flavored liquid, coming out of it for a while. We don't allow you to use those liquids, believe it or not. Gezer Shema Yisko, that's a gezer because maybe we'll come to squeeze that olive, which would be an Isser Deraisiv. Sweet. Dehacha Afila Yiskot Leki Isser Deraisiv. Because over here, in this case of the melilos and the garlic and the unripe grapes, there's not an Isser Deraisa. Mishum Demashkin Osu Memela. Because over here, the liquids are going to come out by themselves. It's not that, in the case of olive, nothing would have come out had one not put that weight on top of it. Over here, something would have come out. And because they were already beaten up Arab Shabbos, pulverized Arab Shabbos. But, however, that was the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said not. Lo yigmar, kidei le'echol acher shekidah shayom. You cannot complete it enough in order to eat them after Kiddush. They're actually usher like any other liquor that flew out.
I think an idea is that you can't, if not done before the day becomes Shabbos, and you can't continue. That would be a rare chance like that. He says the same issue applies to this as any other liquid that flowed out of an item. As we said, Gezer Shem Yizkot, the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, that one is allowed to do this. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.